My name is Carlos. We're just conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in Philadelphia. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community. Can you please tell me what is the year of your birth? Just the year.
69.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me, ma'am. We're going to talk about housing, you know, the cost of living in Philadelphia. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received? High school, some college, but not a degree, associate's degree?
Master's
degree. And are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin, yes or no?
No, I'm not Hispanic.
Okay, and is your race white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian?
Like African-American.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote, yes.
Okay. And when thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, and generally speaking, ma'am, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed? How do you feel?
I'm somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat, okay. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say fair. It needs some improvement, very much improvement.
Understood. And now below is the... Great, I'm listening.
Based on the drugs on Kensington Avenue, the people stealing.
Yeah, we're going to talk about all those issues, you know, as we move right along, ma'am. And I do want to thank you for sharing your opinion. But just to move right along, because I do value your time, below is the list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia right now? Let me read them all, and you can pick two or three, okay, ma'am? And okay. Public transportation, public school funding, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, the inflation and the cost of living, the homelessness, the healthcare, the city services like the trash pickup, the crime and public safety, the corruption in city government, the cost of housing and rent, gun violence, jobs in the economy. If you have to pick two or three.
I will pick inflation.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living, yeah.
The cost of living and the drugs.
The drugs, the opioid and fentanyl crisis?
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's true.
Okay, and now I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means you feel very warm and favorable, a 5 means neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. The higher the number, the warmer you feel and favorable you feel towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay, ma'am? Now,
okay.
The first one, the Governor Shapiro, what number?
I love him.
10?
Yep.
Very warm and favorable? 10. Okay. Yep. Now, how about the council member, Kenyatta Johnson, from 0 to 10?
Oh, I love him too.
What number? 8? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about SEPTA, SEPTA?
The bus transportation, the damn road. SEPTA, not great. Yep. SEPTA, to get itself together on the road, they're wicked. About 6.
Okay, 6. And how about the Philadelphia Department of Streets? What number?
All right. Garbage.
Okay. 0, 1, 2, 3. 4. Okay. And remember, the higher the number, the warmer and favorable you feel towards them. Okay. The lower?
4.
Okay. 4. Okay. Now, the Philadelphia City Council. What number?
5.
Okay, and police commissioner, Kevin Bethel, what number?
I'll give him a 7.
Okay, and how about the Philadelphia Police Department?
I'll give them a 7.
Okay, and how about your local police officers? What number?
The local police officers are nice. I'll give them an 8.
An 8, right?
Yeah.
And the district attorney, Larry Kressner, what number?
Oh, Larry. I like him a lot. He talks a lot. He calls you and have the weekly. He's a go-getter. He gets the job done. 10.
Okay. How about the Mayor Sherrill Parker? I know she's just started, but as far as you know.
Well, fine. We're not going to wait her back. We got to give her a minute for her to get herself together.
Right. But so what number should we give her?
I give her 9.
A 9. Thank you, man. Very kind of you. Believe me, I appreciate your patience. Now, moving right along. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Sherrill Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
Yes, I very approve. She's trying.
Give strongly?
She get 9. I will give strongly because she's trying. Give her a minute.
Okay. Strongly approve. Okay.
2 days and get things done. A place that has so much issues.
That's understandable. Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree? Okay.
Somewhat.
Now, here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily life. After each one, ma'am, please rate on the scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, and 5 means neutral, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The issue of the availability of good paying jobs in Philadelphia. How satisfied are you with that issue? What number from 0 to 10?
I will say 7.
Okay. And how about the cost of rent?
That is 3. It's too high.
Number 3. Okay. And the quality of education in public schools. What number?
6.
Okay. Need improvement, yeah. The condition of roads and infrastructure. What number?
Roads in Philadelphia is beautiful. I cannot complain. That's 8.
8, okay. And how about the access to public transportation? What number?
I don't take it, but I will say, I see it passing all over the place. I will say 8.
How about the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities in Philadelphia?
It depends on the one. Oh, 7.
Okay. And how about the public safety? What number?
Oh, that is a different story. That could range for 5.
A 5, okay. And how about the access to affordable housing? What number?
0.
Okay. Thank you, man. Moving right along. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year? What's your take on that?
Last year was worse than this year. We're getting better.
So we're getting better. Okay. And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
They got to take the labor board out of the situation. The labor board is killing employers.
So
The labor board in Philadelphia is against small business owners. They're crippling them. So, yes, so that's going to cause more unemployment and closing business. The labor board in Philadelphia is one of the main issues.
And we're going to talk about those because that's one of the policies that new mayor is planning to implement it in the city. But we're going to talk about that as we move right along. But on this one, how should I record your answer? You feel that your wages are rising, staying about the same, or falling behind to keep up?
They're falling behind.
Okay, thank you. Now let's move right along. Below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Can you please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses or budget? You may select up to 3. First is gas, childcare, paying down debt, utilities like gas, electricity, and internet, recreation and entertainment, public transportation, education, healthcare, including prescription drugs, groceries, personal care, or rent. If you have to pick 2 or 3.
That's why it's expensive.
Yeah, they must concern you when you do
rent.
Your budget. Rent, okay.
Rent is one of them. Insurance.
Okay, that would be, okay, no, insurance is not here, but let me see, recreation, entertainment, utilities. That would be on the utilities, too, because it's insurance for your car. And, okay.
What is it actually?
Healthcare, including prescription drugs, groceries.
Yeah, exactly. Groceries and prescription drugs.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime in your neighborhood? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned? How do you feel?
Very concerned.
Okay. And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, and rarely or never?
Well, if it's not, and we are in Frankfurt area, so it's either towards Lower Kensington.
Kensington, okay.
Like a block and a half from Kensington. They're like 2 blocks from Kensington. Yeah, too much.
But how often? Every day you see crime in your neighborhood? A few times a week, a few times a month?
Every day.
Every day, yeah, okay. Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spent too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department? What's your take on that?
We're not spending enough.
So, too little? Should I record that as your answer? Okay.
Yep.
Now, here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, can you please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer, if the city implemented it? Close the open-air drug market in Kensington. Would that make you feel much safer, somewhat, a little, or not at all safer?
Close the what?
Close the open-air drug market in Kensington.
Yeah, they need to close it. It's terrible. Okay. It needs to go.
So that will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit, or not at all safer?
Safer.
Much? Okay. Now, if they take the action to declare a public safety emergency in the city, if they take that into immediate future, will that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Very much safer.
Much safer. Okay. Hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates. Okay. If they take this action, will that make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all?
Very much safer.
Okay. Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
Yes, much, very much.
Okay. Begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets. Much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit, or not at all?
It depends. I would say much safer, but they need better community-based programs and follow-up.
And they're going to talk about... Right. Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles. If they take that action, will that make you feel much safer, somewhat, little bit, or not? Much.
Much safer.
Okay. And in a few words, man, can you please tell me, have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherrill Parker recently? What have you seen or heard about the mayor recently? One or two things, please.
What park?
In a few words, have you seen or heard about Sherrill Parker, the mayor, recently? Can you tell me one or two things?
One, I've heard about her that she's new and she vowed to clean up Philadelphia.
Okay.
She wants to build community network, and her greatest strength was get to know the community by introducing herself and making people know that she's there to listen and take action.
And let people know
that she's there to visit the small businesses and see how they help support the community with the homeless people. For example, in Philadelphia, we have a home care agency. And if they could help us to feed them and also help direct them for more community-based programs like primary care doctors and giving them a sense of care, counseling, support system, housing.
Okay. So that will help the homeless community, right?
Yes. They need hope. Yeah. They're hopeless. Long.
Yeah, I understand. You know, that's very thoughtful of you. Now, ma'am, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Can you please indicate two or three items that you think should be the highest priority for the mayor and the elected officials in 2024? Now, you may select but the three items, okay? Let me read them all. Tackle the opioid crisis, reduce juvenile crime, improve the city's infrastructure, remove homeless encampments, get guns off the streets, foster small businesses and local jobs, improve our schools and education, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, support more affordable housing, invest in community development, improve public transportation, or hire more police officers. What do you think should be the biggest priority?
The biggest priority is affordable housing community program for small businesses.
Okay. Support affordable housing. You say small
community
businesses,
development,
right?
For small businesses.
Okay. So that would be foster small businesses and local jobs, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Tackled on the opioid crisis. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let's move right along. Here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. Now, after each one, can you please indicate on the scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy? Now, the 10 means you strongly support the policy, and 5 means neutral, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. Now, you may select any number from 0 to 10, okay? Here's the first one. Add 50 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents. What number?
10.
Okay.
10.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers. What number?
Yes, 10.
Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal, from 0 to 10.
9.
Okay. And provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers. What number?
Why just so much money for that, not cleaning up the people who need help?
Understood. But what number you should give to that policy? What number?
9.
Okay. Now, remember, the higher the number is, that means you approve the policy. The lower the number is you oppose the policy. So what number you want to give her?
10.
Okay. Now, providing $100 million for treatment and treat facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness. What number you should give that policy? 0 means you strongly oppose. 5 means neutral. And 10 means you strongly support the policy.
The meaning, she's going to put them in facilities or she's going to create our program, our community program?
Well, it says provide $100 million for treatment and trench facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness. So I guess their facilities.
Facilities. I'm trying to understand. Is transitional, you mean? Transitional community?
See, that's all I had reading, and I'm required to read verbatim, so I cannot add any more in order not to influence your opinion.
Ten.
Okay. Now, invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets. From 0 to 10. Okay. Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city. What number?
12. Perfect 12.
Okay. The highest 10. So 10 we'll give it, right? Now, invest $190 million in new funding for our city's public schools. What number?
10.
Okay. And add $25 million for grassroots communities, organizations that work with vulnerable populations and the neighborhoods afflicted by crime. What number?
10.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office and in the pandemic area hybrid and work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work from home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time?
I require them back in the office full time.
So you strongly support that, right?
Yeah, going back to home. Go back to work.
Okay. As you may, understood. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchange and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchange can come from private charities. Now, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city supports for needle exchange programs?
No, we don't want it. We don't want her to end that. We need it.
Okay.
Because they're going to reuse the same needles over and over. It's only going to make the situation worse.
So you oppose that policy strong or somewhat?
I oppose the policy.
Strongly?
We need to let the money come to... If I understand you right, a policy is going to stop the needle exchange.
Exactly, yeah. Let me read it again, okay? Because it's not going to stop the needle exchange. The needle exchange program is going to continue, but the city is not going to support. Like, let me read it again. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for the needle exchange program. It will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items to enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchange can come from private charities. Okay, so you support that or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Okay, strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. Now, the plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, now helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose? Support strongly?
Very strongly.
Okay. How often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day? A few times a week? A few times a month? Every day. Okay. Let's finish this up, man. Okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Right now, I'm a Democrat.
A Democrat? A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Very strong.
Very strong. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal,
what do you consider?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Own my home.
Your own, okay. And which of the following best represents how do you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
I'll tell you this much. I'm 54 years old. I'm not into the gender personality. That's a whole new generation of
And I know by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, but it's just a study.
No. I'm addressing it because I know you're not. It's a generation of people don't know who they are, but I'm very fully aware of who I am. I'm 84 years old. I am a female, a heterosexual.
Thank you, ma'am.
I respect everybody's choices, but I don't get caught up in that. Strong,
understood.
Heterosexual female my whole life.
And
I respect people's choices.
I understand. Again, nowadays they have to include, but so they don't feel discriminated.
Yeah.
That's the reason, you know. Do you identify... Do you identify yourself as a transgender or non-binary, yes or no?
I am none of those.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And now, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And from whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or you were not able to vote? Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Okay, now below are some potential news sources. Can you please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from? You
CNN.
Get your news from CNN, okay, New York Times.
CNN and MSNBC.
MSNBC, okay, I don't have Fox News, Washington Post, Facebook, TikTok, Philadelphia Daily News,
NPR. Daily News.
Philadelphia, got local news stations, Power 99, X or Twitter,
yes.
YouTube.
Yes. Power 99 FM.
Understood. And last year, that was 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 25? 25 to 34,000? 35 to 44,000? 45 to 54,000? 55 to 64? 65 to 74? 75 to 84? 85 to 99? 100 to 249? 250 to 390? Yes?
I own a home care agency, so the bill of the company to me. So I'm in the upper echelon of over $200,000.
Okay, 100 to 249, that racket?
Yeah, about that,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. It's been a very educational talking to you, ma'am. Again, very kind of you, okay? Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Goodbye, thank
let
you.
Let me tell you something, sir. Hey, before you hang up.
Oh, go ahead, man.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Listen, oh, like.
You can't solve all the problems at one time. But let's go for the most important one. Get the drugs out for Kensington. Tell them how to decrease the inflation and create affordable housing for community-based programs. It works better than facilities. Facilities are tricky. They're not true. Community-based programs are more effective. Okay?
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
My assessment to you.
And thank you very much.
I work
ma'am.
In a community. I have a home care agency. I see people all the time in Philadelphia. I go to homeless people and don't have no food. They have no lights. They have no gas. They can't afford it. They have social security. They got no good support. I see the reality every day.
It's very, very sad now.
Yes, it's very sad.
But it makes you realize how blessed we are, you know, because, I mean, when you see the other side of the coin, you see the way you take on, you know, when you see the reality of other people, I mean, you see how blessed you are. I mean. But thank you for sharing that with me, okay?
It's my pleasure, honey.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.